Civilians in Jeramana in Damascus suburbs woke up searching if there was any of their beloved ones among the dead. Dozens of civilians were killed and injured when two car bombs rocked the area, causing also huge material damage to residential buildings and shops, as no security or police department exist in the targeted Al Ra'is Square.
Is this the freedom they want? This is destruction. There is no security department here. We are all civilians. Children were going to schools. But Syria will be victorious with the efforts of the Syrian army.
This is the result of forming the new opposition coalition in Doha. Those who committed this attack are the tools that US-Israel-Ottoman alliance. When the first explosion happened, the people gathered. Then the second one occurred.
Two other explosive devices went off in Al-Qurayyat and Al-Nahda neighborhoods in Jeramana, causing only material damage. This is not the first time the civilians of this specific area are targeted. Experts say armed groups, mainly those affiliated to Al-Qaeda, are behind the attacks, which are similar to previous ones those groups have claimed responsibility for.
The fingerprints of Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra Front are crystal clear in the explosions. Those organizations are continuously trying to undermine stability. Previously, they targeted several neighborhoods and cities. I think they failed, and that's why they want to break the unity of the people.
Meanwhile, other parts of Damascus countryside can be only described as a battlefield. Clashes are ongoing in Daraya, Zamalka, Hajjera, Diabiya, Bouida, and Douma as the Syrian army continues launching operations for eliminating armed men positioned there. Explosions are not sparing anyone in Syria. Whether security personnel or civilians, any Syrian walking on the street is apparently a possible target of a blast. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.